Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the WSB Talk Continues and this installment of Sidelines with Nance Werness of the two-time champion Kansas City Storm women's football team. As always, if you have any questions or comments on tonight's show, send them to nwerness@kcstormfootball.com. And I will address them at the beginning of the next show. Tonight's show is also live, so if you want to enter the chat room, I have that up. And you can also give me some questions or feedback that way. I'll try to incorporate that as we can. I don't know what it's like across the rest of the country, but it is colder than heck here in Kansas City. I think the high was about 7 today. We've got snow on the ground. And I think this is a first for the Kansas City Storm women's football team. We actually canceled practice tonight because of the weather, and we had an indoor facility scheduled. So we were due to be inside today, but we thought it was just too cold to have it, people out on the streets and too dangerous. So we actually called practice today. It was an indoor practice, and we called it because of weather. So I'm not sure how many of you guys have ever run into that, but I think the girls are pretty happy to hear that, though. That will just make us have to go longer on Saturday. But it was a tough week here in Kansas City. We've had some tough weather. I understand they had some pretty good weather for Dion's camp that he had this past week, and so that's the advantage, I guess, being in Las Vegas. And they were outside and were able to do most of their work. So that's lucky to be out there for him. Couple things for tonight before we get started. We have been carrying a topic for about a month and about 2 months now. And we're going to just go ahead and kill it here tonight. The topic was a governing body for women's football. And women's tackle football, I think, was the topic. And it was actually an offhand comment I made probably a couple months ago during my show. And I got a response back from Randall Fields of the WSFL. And he said that that was being worked on and had been worked on for a couple of months. And so I thought that was interesting. So I invited him to the show to talk about it. He agreed and said that he would have to wait till after the holidays. And that invitation has been re-extended. It has not been taken up. I've talked to WSFL, obviously the WSFL. WFA and IWFL are not aware of any work being done in that area, nor have I been able to find any owners that have been included in that work of establishing or discussing a governing body. I'm not sure. So we're not going to continue to discuss this topic. Perhaps there's nothing to discuss. But in general, I know I did get some questions. People wanted to know what's going on with it and how it would be enforced, who would have to join. There were some other questions for Randall. I don't think that we're going to hear any more on this anytime soon, I guess. So we're going to go on to other things and let that one rest. And if we hear about it some more, then we can talk some more at that point. But we're going to consider that one a done topic. The other thing I wanted to circle back with you guys on, last week I talked about guaranteed league schedules. And I got a couple questions about what my point was. And when I went back and I listened to the show, I didn't actually close the loop on the topic that I was talking about and make my final point. So I wanted to go ahead and address those questions and make sure we're clear on what I was suggesting or what I was at least putting out there for discussion. And that is that today teams will join a league and they pay a league fee and there's no guarantee of the games. And when I was talking about guaranteed league schedule, I was not talking about guaranteed games. Because right now you get a schedule, you get a set of games, those may or may not happen. And if they don't happen, there's really no guarantee. You just go, you just play less. So teams that might have an 8-game schedule get paid the same as teams that might end up with a 7 or 6-game schedule. And I know, and we've also talked about those teams that get more games and they go into the playoffs, and that's where most of the money from the league fees is spent, on those teams that have get more than the 8, you know, typical games. I'm using 8 as kind of a standard. That seems to be kind of the standard out there. So we've talked before about the guaranteed games and the fact that there aren't any guaranteed games. None of the leagues will guarantee games for your league fees. They'll schedule them, and it's you just hope that that they can make the every all the teams can make the schedule. What I was referring to last week was guaranteed league schedules in and around the ability of a league to give a team a meaningful and a reasonable schedule for them. And what I was trying to convey is, wouldn't it be great if, you know, we have to commit to leagues. If you're going to join a league, you'll need to commit to them early in the fall and mid-fall maybe. And a lot of times they'll ask for money up front or in that time frame. So you kind of get roped in, tied into some league, and you don't really see your schedule till sometime later, much later, months later in some cases. And perhaps you don't like that schedule. What if you don't feel that the division they ended up putting you in would provide a meaningful experience for your players? Remember, my hot button is, are we here for the players doing a gut check? And are we continuing to focus on the players and their experience and providing a good experience for them? And if you get a schedule where it's not really optimized for the players, you say perhaps you've been set up to win a lot of games by big margins or lose a lot of games by big margins or travel a lot further than you're comfortable. You know, there's a lot of things that would cause that schedule to not be acceptable to you. And because we have 3 different leagues now, we have these artificial boundaries around who we schedule with. And even though the leagues will say you can schedule with other teams, that first 8 games or so, 6 to 8 games, depending on the situation, there's a set number of games that are kind of required if you're in a league to play. And then anything that you schedule above and beyond that, of course, is extra. And so if those required games don't fit your, you know, what you're trying to deliver for your players and your fan base, wouldn't it be nice to be able to say, I'd like my money back and go take your business elsewhere, either go to a different league or do independent games or whatever. That was what I was trying to convey last week, and I think I got on a tangent. BJ makes fun of me, and rightfully so. Sometimes I just get on a roll, and I never close that thought. And so I want to spend a little bit of time here at the beginning of this show to kind of clarify that the whole scenario I was going through and that whole thought process, the closing statement was supposed to be something around, you know, should you be able to get your money back from a league if they don't give you a reasonable schedule or a meaningful schedule? Schedule that will be meaningful for the players and will be reasonable for the travel or whatever for you. Or maybe it's not reasonable. It means that you play very consistently, you know, versus maybe you play every couple weeks or something like that. I'm not sure what options or, you know, what be good other good examples, but, you know, the point is you get committed to a league and you can't take it back. It's kind of merchandise. When you buy merchandise at a store, you can take that back if you find out that it doesn't meet your needs or you don't like it within a reasonable amount of time, and you get your money back. Wouldn't that be nice if we could do that with these leagues? If you get committed to them, you give them some money, they don't give you a good schedule. They can't, maybe they can't give you a good schedule, you know. Maybe they really tried based on the teams that they have in their league to give you the best that they could, but they couldn't give you a good schedule. So shouldn't you be able to say, I want my money back and just go elsewhere? Shouldn't you be able to quit if they can't deliver what they've promised or what is acceptable to you? We don't have that. Actually, I shouldn't say we don't have that. I think that we've seen some of that here this fall, where teams are early winter, late fall, where some teams have dropped out of leagues because they just say the schedule isn't meeting my needs. That wasn't really well received, though, and I don't think those teams ought to be thought poorly of. I think that that was wise. You know, we should be able to say, when you see the merchandise, finally, you know, you don't get to see your schedule before you sign up, right? So when you get to see your merchandise that you've bought and see the schedule that you've bought, and if it doesn't meet your needs or can't be made to meet your needs, you know, shouldn't you be able to cash out, try something different? Maybe even do some negotiation around, I'll play these four games or I'll play this half the schedule, but no, I'm not going to say I'm on the East Coast and I've been scheduled to some Midwest team for whatever reason. I mean, it could happen, or I'm being a little facetious here, but the examples I'm sure many of you have had the disappointment when you've seen your schedule and it's like, oh, this is going to be really tough this year. You know, travel's going to be more expensive than I budgeted, or whatever. So that guaranteed schedule, that was the concept that I was talking about there, is we don't have guaranteed games. Wouldn't that be nice to have a guaranteed schedule that if we finally did get the merchandise or the schedule that we had asked for and received, and if it doesn't meet our needs, can we turn that back and get our money back? So that was what I was trying to talk about. It was a concept that I talked to Randall about when we were coming up with some of the kind of differentiating concepts for the WSFL to try to make that league be something different than what had been out there before. I don't think that got into the program, but it was an interesting thought, and maybe perhaps somewhat of an academic discussion. I know it would be difficult if the leagues went out with schedules in the fall and then had to redo them based on the teams dropping out or opting out based on what those schedules are. But, you know, yeah, it's tough, but they're getting a lot of money to provide a good, reasonable schedule. And if they don't get it right the first time, maybe they ought to be held a little bit more accountable. So that was that that concept. So I'm sure I'll get a lot of good feedback and email on that one. I'm not seeing anything in the chat box. So, again, if you want to comment on that, give me some ideas, be heard, you can do that by emailing nwernis@kcstormfootball.com, and that will make it to the show, first part of the show, next time. January 12th, this is the 12th, 19th, this one will be when we will be back on the air. The other topic I want to talk about was the team registry and directory. We talked about that last time. The concept there is that we should have one central place, one central website, basically, where all the women's football teams, flag, tackle, et cetera, are listed, and contact information and information around your availability or interest in scheduling team or scheduling games with other teams, the approximate travel distance that you're willing to go, and you know, some characteristics around that. Right now, if you wanted to find teams to either scrimmage or play games with or do other activities with, you kind of have to hit and miss across at least three different, probably four different websites now. The league websites, the Women's Tackle Football Board, has some information about independent teams that you're not going to find, obviously, on the league websites. And that's cumbersome, and it's kind of difficult, and it would be great if everything was in one place, and that's what we're suggesting. It wouldn't cost anything to be on the board. It's just for information sharing and do some queries, be able to automate some, not necessarily automate, but be able to offer the ability to do some queries against that information to find quickly different other teams that have similar interests that you have in your area, or maybe not in your area, and allow you to contact them easily and quickly and get, again, a more meaningful experience set up for your players. So got some good information about that. I have not gotten that completed. I'm working with another individual on that, and I hope to have maybe a little prototype out there for you guys to look at by this time, but gotten a little busy now that the storm's practices have kicked off, and we had a good practice on Wednesday or on Saturday. I'd like to hear some of what you guys are experiencing with your new players and rookies. We've got a good group this year and some exciting stories. In fact, that's the next thing I want to talk about tonight was the good news stories for 2011. Last show, I did tell you guys I put that out there on the chat board, the Women's Tackle Football chat board, and we got some good feedback already around good stories for 2011, things that kind of help us to remind us, you know, why we're doing this and kind of jumpstart us and get our juices going again. And it's still out there. I think that Dion made it a featured chat or a featured post there for on the bulletin board. So it's easy to find now. It's at the top. And hopefully he'll leave that out there for another little bit of time, a week or so, and take some time to go out there and look at those stories and add some of your own, because it's there's some good feel-good kind of stuff out there. So good news stories for 2011, and the Storm certainly has some. We get excited every year about the women that we serve, and it's just a great feeling. The last thing I want to talk about today is something that really doesn't have much to do with tackle football, but it's a tremendous event that's occurring very soon, and if you want to participate, you really need to act quickly. And so I am going to talk a little bit about tonight about just a small little event that's going on the first part of February, put on by the International Women's Flag Football Association. I realize this isn't tackle football, but this is really where our roots came from, the flag side of the house. This particular organization has been in existence over 20 years. This specific tournament, they're putting on a large tournament down in Key West, Florida, February 6th through the 14th. And this particular tournament, this is the 20th year that this has been going on. So I don't believe there are any tackle teams out there that are that old. Let's think about that. The Vixen is the only one I could think of that could possibly be, that could possibly take it for a ride there as far as comparing with it. And I'm not sure that they're even close to 20 years old. I think they're a lot closer to that 10-year-old time frame. So anyway, this is kind of our roots. You start off with flag. We've moved into tackle now. And there's a lot of discussion lately around how the two interrelate and relate. But I tell you what, I've been involved with the IWSFA for a little while now, and I'm very, very excited about that organization and some of the things that Diane Burleson is trying to do. She has a show on this blog radio also once a month on Thursday nights, I believe it is. Maybe it's Tuesday nights. I should know. I'm oftentimes on that show. And she has some great topics on that show. But the topic tonight is her tournament, and that's coming up February 6th to the 14th. and it's still time to sign up for that. You can sign up for that tournament. It's an 8-on-8 flag football tournament. You can go down as a team and play, or you can go as a single or maybe just a few of you together and go as what they call loose women. If you go down as a loose woman, that you are put on a team or a set of you will be put on a team, and you can play the tournament that way. So you don't have to go down as a full team. I think that there may be a lot of interest to get down to Key West, Florida now from the Midwest teams that may not have been too interested when she was starting to get the registrations in last fall. But sitting here on a cold, cold Kansas City night with the temperature -3, I believe, now in the as the sun has set and it's cold, cold, dark, and cold outside, that Key West, Florida in February is looking really, sounding really, really good for a nice little trip to go defall, thaw your bones, and have a great, great time. So let's talk some more about the tournament. You can certainly still sign up. You can come down as a team. You'll need to look at, there's a great write-up about the tournament if you look at www.iwffa.com. www.iwffa.com. That's the website. Their homepage now talks all about the tournament. She's got some great things going on. ESPNW will provide event coverage for this tournament, so that's exciting. Also, Jenny McNulty, the comedian who also plays for the California Quake. She's a tackle football player. She's a comedian, and she will be performing and making several guest appearances during the tournament. Jenny, if you've never heard her, she just does a great job. She came to the Kansas City a couple years ago and did a fundraiser for us and the show. And she's just a top-notch individual, and she brings in not only great female humor, but football female humor. Being a player, she's got some good insight to that, and she's got some great material around that. So she's going to be a great addition to the tournament this year. Mama's Black Sheep. There's lots of different entertainment that Diane has lined up for the players across several days, and airline discounts and the whole bit. So that's coming up February 6th to the 14th, and it's definitely worth taking a look at if you have inclination to go down and play some flag football and enjoy a great weather down there. Again, that website is www.iwffa.com. That's happening here real soon, and you should take some time out to take a look at that and see if it's something that you or your players or your teammates would want to get involved with. So that's really what I had tonight. That was all that I wanted to cover. And I'm looking at the chat room, and it looks kind of silent. Everybody's probably a little bit tired, sleepy today. So, if you have any comments or questions about anything that we discussed tonight, please email me at nwernis@caseystormfootball.com, and I'll try to get answers to your questions or comments and get those addressed first thing next show. And that will be it for tonight. So good night, all. Stay warm. You've been listening to Sidelines with Nance Wernis of the Kansas City Storm on WFB Talk Continues. Again, please send comments and questions to nwernis@caseystormfootball.com. Good night.